My name is Walter Meijer-Johan, and I'm the Artistic Director of Theatre for Home.
Okay, Walter, just first of all, wanted to ask you, why have you chosen Romeo and Juliet for your home directorial debut?
I've always wanted to do Romeo and Juliet, but I was working in Germany for quite a long time, and then I was actually always wanting to do Shakespeare. Now to have the possibility to do Shakespeare in English was a huge delight. And when you think about the whole season we're doing this year, we started with a piece which was a real site-specific delight, but also was a piece which was purely devised. And we thought we're looking for texts which also exist, and Romeo and Juliet was just the obvious choice because we also wanted to, as a first message, we want to appeal to young people as well.
And of all the venues in Manchester, why Victoria Baths?
I'm still fairly new to Manchester. I moved here 9 months ago, and at the beginning there was someone I was working with, Claire Turner, and I gave her a brief and I said, we want to do Romeo and Juliet. I'd like to find a venue which is quite gritty and urban. And she was looking and she gave me many possibilities, and I was looking at the place and thought, well, actually, something's not right here. And then I went on a private tour, just they always have every Wednesday in the Victoria Baths, and I stepped in there and suddenly something really clicked, and I'm just completely in love with that space. Then we fairly soon approached the people from Victoria Baths and said, is this possible? And they said, well, you can do it, but there are going to be two weddings during your run. And we thought, oh, what can we do now? And we said, well, we're still going to go ahead. And then, fortunately for us, one of the weddings got cancelled. Unfortunately for them, I hope the couple is still all right. But it meant basically that we have a real run in the Victoria Baths. And there's something in this space, faded beauty and also kitsch, but also they're empty. There's a sense of, I would say, death in there as well. So in a way, that is what the piece is for me. It's a very beautiful piece, but it's a tragedy as well. And it has lots of dead bodies at the end. So it's like the perfect venue.
After choosing a production to direct, what's your starting point for developing your unique creative vision for the project?
I would say this time it's quite different, because this time I would say that, I hope the actors don't hear this, but the main player is in a way the space, because it's such a powerful space. So the set design is already in place. I think it would be crazy to say we're going to work against the space. So with my set designer, she's called Ty Green and she's fantastic. We visited the space a lot and then we just worked with the space. So everything we're going to put in there is sort of linked in a way to the space, but because there's no stage in there, things like that you need to add. So that's one thing about creating like a stage vision for the piece. But at the same time, the atmosphere in the space really is very strong. And I think I saw a real connection between the piece. And now I'm at this point to say, okay, we've cast the production. And now I know who I'm going to work with. And the next task is then to say, how are we going to stage the play? And I know relatively far in advance where people, I think, are going to be, but that always changes. It always changes.
You've mentioned Ty Green, who's designing the production. How do you see your ideas of staging the production and her design work kind of complementing each other? Why Ty Green?
I've worked with Ty on three productions before, and she was my first choice because I really, really admire her work. And also she is someone who can think quite big. The last production we did together was in 2012. It was called Unleashed, and that was at the Barbican. And we had 130 performers in there. And she's someone who I really trust. And also when I showed the Victoria Baths, she completely got it and completely knew how to approach it. And when you work with people again and again, the good thing is really that you can work quite fast, but also you trust them. So it means sometimes you don't have to have huge conversations. And that's always the nice thing about working with people you've worked with before. And in theatre, I think it's always, probably in other art forms as well, it's mainly about trusting people and knowing they can take this to another level. And I know she can do that.
We're describing the production as Promenade. Can you tell me a bit more about how does this work? What is Promenade?
Well, promenade really actually means that you normally come into a space and means you would walk basically quite a lot. The reason we called it a promenade performance was actually inspired by the three spaces, because Victoria Bath has three empty swimming pools and the one in the middle is already covered. We're actually going to do it act 1 to 4 in one space, which is the ladies' pool. And then on the way basically to the end, into the fifth act, there are two stops basically. One is in the middle pool, the sports hall, which is a covered one, and then it ends in the gala pool, in the real big space. So there are some like site-specific experts. Like I would describe Punch Drunk, what they do is that you're constantly moving. This in a way is more of a mixture now. It's not, you won't move the whole time, but the nice thing, we have two types of audience. One, a seated audience, and the others are going to stand. This was a bit inspired by the Globe, when the Globe opened, actually. I think I was just living in the UK at the time, and I was absolutely fascinated that the best positions are actually in the Globe when you stand. But because this is, in a way, also challenging Victoria Bath, it's not designed to be a theatre, so we thought, well, the standing audience will also move a bit more than the seated one, which means just people who've now stood for, let's say, 40 minutes suddenly can shake their legs a bit and move to, for instance, out of the pool and stand around the pool. So we're thinking very much about the audience, but it's not going to be like that. You constantly move around. The main reason is that Shakespeare's poetry, and if people were just constantly moving, I think we would just lose the text.
How was your approach like to rehearsals? I mean, what are the main things to get right from the get-go, as it were?
How I normally do it is to say, okay, how many weeks rehearsals do you have? And then you're going to say, okay, how many acts do you have? So let's say we've got 5 weeks rehearsals and we've got 5 acts. So the approach is to say, okay, 1 act per week in a way. But we don't really have 5 weeks. We've got 4.5 weeks because the text starts earlier, because this is going to be quite a challenging technical exploration, I would call it. So the real task is to say, okay, first of all, think about structures, think about how many lines per week in a way. And at the same time, because we're working with a bunch of people who bring all different expertise. So we've got Kenrick Sandy, who's an amazing choreographer, street dance. He's going to come for 1 week and choreograph all the dances. So there's a big ballroom scene and we're going to make that a bit more modern. And also he's going to do all the fight scenes. So the second week of rehearsals is going to mainly be getting that right. That's quite unusual. You normally don't do it like that, because normally you ask a fight director to come in, let's say, once a week. This is now going to be a real focused second week. And on top of that, we also have Nikola Kodjabashia, who's a Macedonian composer, and he's got to work with the actors as well. So we've got to be really clever how to approach this. It's like a military exercise, always, to say, okay, I'm going to rehearse with these guys and then 10 other actors are free to do something else. So it's quite a challenge in a way to get it right, especially with that short amount of time. I know 4.5 weeks in British terms is considered quite generous. If you work in Germany, you've got 8 weeks. So that's a big, big difference. At the same time in Germany, you would have actors performing in the evening, so you don't have them the whole time. So the net time that you have the actors the whole time, of course, means probably it's the same like 6 weeks in Germany, for example. But that's a big difference.
And just finally, what are you most looking forward to about the production?
I think it's really working with this company. Well, first of all, you know the casting process, for example. You find these actors individually. You never know if you've done the right mix. Do you know what I mean? Because I might have found someone 7 weeks ago and the last actor might have found a week ago. So in my mind, they work as a team. It's always when you actually start working, then you find out, oh, they really click. And I hope they will click, because I think they're really great people. From the scenes, obviously, there's the balcony scene, which just everyone knows. And that scene is in a way, my biggest challenge. And also, I'm looking most forward to that, doing that scene. And at the same time, I think working with this creative team, which is a big, big... everyone comes from very different areas. We've got an international aspect, so we've got a Macedonian composer, a Danish movement director. We've got Kenrick from London, whose background is sort of street dance. So lots of different areas. And in a way, that's something which I think is something also for home to think about when we talk about cross art. It doesn't always have to be that you say, oh, you need now a visual artist who does the set design, but it means choosing the people who can bring something which is probably not as conventional, and just hoping that we all get it right.
Walter, thank you very much.
Thank you.